We'll move on. One of the UK's top union bosses has challenged Stormont's record on tackling youth unemployment. The TUC General Secretary, Frances O'Grady, says she wants to shake political parties across Northern Ireland out of their current political stalemate. Frances is with us now. What do you mean by this, shake them out of their stalemate, Frances?
Priority has to be tackling this real problem where nearly one in four young people in Northern Ireland are unemployed, and that's grown massively over the last 4 years, up by 50%. We're supporting the Northern Ireland Committee from the Irish Congress, who are organising a rally this Friday at 1 o'clock outside Belfast City Hall, to say to all politicians, you've got to get your act together, you've got to put young people first, and you've got to provide jobs for all our futures.
It's a bit of a cheap shot, this, isn't it? A devolved administration here trying to keep peace in Northern Ireland, and you're having a pop at them.
I think there's a very strong feeling amongst ordinary people, not just in Northern Ireland, but across the UK, that politicians need to address some of these bread and butter issues about providing not just any jobs, but decent jobs. And in the long term, the economy depends on that investment. Austerity politics across the UK have seen benefits and jobs, pensions and pay slashed, and we need to make sure that if we are getting a recovery, that everybody needs to share in
What makes you think they're not trying to create jobs?
Because the evidence is there. We've got one in four young people unemployed, and that has grown. It hasn't gone down. It's grown over the last 4 years. And of course, that impacts on the economy too. If young people start packing their suitcases, as we've seen in Spain, for example, and leaving the country, which we know historically has been a problem, then there's a real brain drain, a talent drain on the economy that is bad for everybody in the long term.
Well, Minister for Employment and Learning, Stephen Farry, with us. You're letting people down, and the TUC are going to support this protest on the streets about it, Mr. Farry.
Well, good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Frances.
Good morning.
Let me just correct a number of facts, first of all. Just because there may be some political difficulties in Northern Ireland at present, it doesn't mean we're not addressing the bread and butter issues. And in particular, we are addressing youth unemployment and wider issues facing young people. I mean, we've frozen tuition fees in Northern Ireland. We've grown the university sector to more places. We're putting in place a new system of apprenticeships. And we have some very particular programmes that we've put in place to support our young people who are unemployed. We don't have one in four young people unemployed. We have to take into account those who are in full-time study. And Northern Ireland has the highest level of all regions of the UK in that regard. And our unemployment figures for young people have been falling over the past year. It peaked in 2011.
So in other words, Frances, he's saying you've got the figures wrong.
Well, I'm afraid that's not what the official figures say, and it's not what young people are feeling. I think we all owe it, regardless of the communities that we come from, to put young people first. They are our future. We know that we've got big problems in Northern Ireland in respect of low educational attainment, lower skills. We've got a lot of talent. People need a chance to make their future, to get a decent job.
So what would you do that they're not doing?
We've been arguing across the UK that certainly the Westminster government's initiatives are not working, they're not big enough, they're not ambitious enough, and that it pays in the long term to invest up front in decent quality job opportunities for young people, decent apprenticeships. But critically, this rally on Friday is about equality too. It's got to be all young people sharing in those opportunities, not just a few.
Well, the former finance minister, Sammy Wilson, with us today. Is this fair criticism, Sammy?
No, it's totally unfair criticism. And I would have thought someone of the standing of Frances would at least have checked what is being done by the local administration before she came on with the kind of complaints she has had. First of all, we have taken youth unemployment and the issue of youth unemployment very seriously. And indeed, in my time as finance minister, I can think of a number of initiatives were taken, and quite a lot of money was poured into it. And Stephen Farry has outlined some of the things which that money is being spent on. And whether it's from those people who have no qualifications and who are difficult to get into the employment market, where we have looked at innovative schemes for those people, community-based, right up to graduate level, with youth young unemployed teachers, the scheme that we introduced, which now has 220 young unemployed teachers now working in schools, helping children who need help with maths and English, and you know, a whole lot of other issues like that, including the use of public procurement contracts, where we have built into them the requirement for people who win those contracts to take on apprentices. Now, all of those things, Stephen, I think show that rather than not dealing with bread and butter issues, we took those issues seriously and we looked to see...
Yeah, but is it working?
Ways. Well, is it working? Put it this way. Although we are...
Unemployment for 18 and 24-year-olds is standing at 23%, Sammy.
Well, I think that Stephen Farry has made that quite clear, that while they may not be all classes economically active, some of them are in full-time education, and of course they would be included there. And I think the second thing you've got to bear in mind, Stephen, is that, and I raised this in the House of Commons yesterday, that even though the economy is now beginning to grow, the growth is patchy. In fact, about one in five new jobs are now being created in London alone, and a quarter of the growth has happened in London. So there is a need at central government level to look and see what can be done. And other MPs have complained about this.
Go on, Francis.
Well, I think that makes my point. And I'm glad to hear that you recognise that the real problem here is that the recovery that we are getting isn't benefiting everyone. It's biased towards the City of London, and we need to spread that across both sides of the water. But we can't afford any complacency here. What we as trade unions and ordinary working people want to see is politicians coming together and making tackling youth unemployment a priority and giving their backing to that rally on Friday outside Belfast City Hall.
If that's the case, your complaint is with central government, not with regional government in Northern Ireland, because we don't have the controls of the levers which could ensure that growth, when it occurs in the United Kingdom, is spread more evenly. And secondly, I hope that you will now retract the kind of cheap shot that you had at the executive in Northern Ireland, that we do not take these bread and butter issues seriously.
In fact, you said, Francis, let me just read a quote what you said. This youth job crisis should shake all political parties across Northern Ireland out of their current political stalemate and into action.
Absolutely. I'm talking to all political parties, believe you me, and that certainly includes the Conservative-led government in Westminster, whose policies have slowed down our recovery and ensured that the same old characters in the City of London are doing very well, while the rest of the country is suffering a cost of living crisis. So we need to come together and have a united front and put jobs first for the sake of all our young people.
We don't, but Francis, we don't need shaken out of complacency. We have addressed, we have done within the limited resources and the abilities that we have. We have I've listed some of the things we have sought to do with public money, with directing resources.
But Sammy, you know what the charge is, and Stephen Farry.
And with looking at how we can do these things inventively in the local scene. And of course, don't forget that Arlene Foster has been one of the most successful ministers, even in the middle of a recession, in attracting inward investment to Northern Ireland. And many of those jobs are highly paid jobs for young people.
But you know what the charge is, Sammy and Stephen Farry? The charge is this, that while you're all squabbling over flags and emblems, people are sitting unemployed. The bread and butter issues, education, health, and employment, they're not being sorted because you can't reach agreement on those other issues that have tortured this place for many years.
Well, you know, I know there's an obsession with flags and emblems and marches and everything else, but that does not mean that when we go to Stormont on a Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, that all we think about are flags and emblems and fight about. I have tried to show you, Stephen, that we do when we, most of my time as minister, I don't think I ever was, I think like one or two occasions, was ever involved in issues about flags and parades. The rest of the time was dealt with, was spent in dealing with the kinds of issues we've been talking about today and sitting down with other ministers to look at what they could do within
and Stephen,
department.
Further
Stephen Farry, go ahead, Minister.
Just even think what we've done in the past month alone.
mean, we have launched a review of apprenticeships. We've put in place proposals for a different way where we can actually encourage more and more of our young people to learn on the job and get paid while they're learning. We currently have a call out for submissions on a new system of youth training for those people who have starting from a lower skill base. We've launched a new software professionals course where we're taking unemployed graduates and putting them through a very short transition period where they can actually work in the high-growing ICT industry. So there's a huge amount of things that have happened in the last month alone, never mind over the past year. And our unemployment figures for young people may be coming from a high base, but they have been falling over the past year. We've seen 22,000 people alone, young people alone, coming off the claimant count. And that is a real sign of progress being made.
I don't doubt your sincerity, but what I would appeal to you to come and listen to the young people who will be at that rally on Friday at 1 o'clock. A lot of young people are feeling left out of the recovery. They want more ambition, more action, and all they want is a decent job or a decent training opportunity with a decent wage to go with it. And I think they will say that it would be so much more powerful if all political parties came together and said, we back our young people and we're going to make job creation a priority.
And you've just heard Alliance and the DUP, two political parties in Northern Ireland, and I'm sure the other three would say the same thing. We are all united and working on behalf of our young people. The evidence is here today. We've had two senior politicians in Northern Ireland saying quite clearly young people are our priority.
Francis, get real. I mean, listen to what we've been saying. We don't, not only have we been saying that we want to use the capacity of the young people in Northern Ireland, but we've been doing things to try and harness that. And that has been, we don't need marches in Belfast City Centre or rallies, or with all due respect to you, leaders from the TUC coming over to lecture us on that, because we are aware, we live in Northern Ireland, these young people are our constituents. We want to see their energies and their skills harnessed for the good of our economy, and we have done our best to do that in very difficult economic situations that...
Well, let's unite for jobs then.
Okay, Francis, thank you.
Thank you.
Stephen, thank you. Sammy, nice to talk to you this morning.